Marooned. The girl was a child of the Isle of the Lost. You know the one. Just off the coast of the United States of Auradon. The Isle was home to every evil villain and sidekick who had ever plotted, cursed, cheated, plundered, or wreaked havoc. The girl was 7, and although she had been marooned there when she was a baby, she always knew she was destined for greater things. Far-off places and grand adventures, storming seas and buried treasures, especially buried treasures. One night, after the hanging oil lanterns had burned out, the little girl crept through the dark ship she called home to sneak into her father's study. Most of his belongings had been confiscated after he was exiled to the Isle of the Lost, but just under the old ship wheel sat a large wooden treasure chest with a rusty gold clasp, concealed by a dusty white sheet. The girl was sure there had been a time when the treasure chest was overflowing with diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls as white as the foam of crashing waves. Now the wood was old, peeling, splintered. The hinges creaked when she lifted the lid. In the moonlight that shone through the porthole, she peered at the item hidden deep inside. It was a map. The girl lifted it and touched the yellowed paper with its crisp brown edges and faded ink. The map was incomplete. The finely drawn details started at the bottom left corner of the aged paper, depicting a compass, waves of an ocean, a forgotten island, and the beginnings of a dotted trail. Then, the map just stopped. Maybe it was the girl's keen intuition, a trait passed down to her by her shrewd and cunning father. Or maybe it was hope. But the girl had a feeling that the map was magical. That was what lured her back to look at it night after night. The girl believed that given the opportunity, the map would cease to be just a piece of a paper and turn into something else, something greater. She considered the possibilities. Maybe it led to an all-powerful treasure. Maybe someone had enchanted the rest of the map to disappear, only to reappear in the right place at the right time, to the right person. She traced the dotted trail with her fingertip until it vanished into nothing. She ran her hand over the empty space that she dreamed held the promise of adventure, wondering if the rest of the map would ever be revealed to her. Magic was banned on the Isle of the Lost. King Beast had made sure of it. The girl knew that. But she also knew that magic did exist someplace else, Auradon. The girl spent that night, like every night, dreaming about finally stealing the map and taking it there, activating its magic, and using it to find the greatest pirate's treasure ever known. As she placed the map back in the chest and closed the lid, she whispered into the darkness, "Someday." Oh, how time flies. Ahoy, and stuff. Hi, I'm CJ, the teenage daughter of Captain Hook. You may think that as the descendant of a villainous pirate, I'm all plunder this and pillage that, and you wouldn't be entirely wrong. But what I am, more than anything, is an adventurer. That's definitely something I get from my once-upon-a-time swashbuckling dad. But enough about him. This story is about me. The problem is, it's pretty hard to have an adventure when you're trapped on the Isle of the Lost with no way out. And for a while there, I was convinced that I was as stuck as a barnacle on a boat. But then, something unexpected happened. I was magically transported to Auradon Prep through Jordan's genie lamp. I won't get into all the details. Blah, 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 magic lamp, three wishes, whatever. One minute I was hanging out on the Isle of the Lost with my best friend Freddy, minding my own business, and the